This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, it is such a privilege to bring you the Word of God. And that is what I am doing right now. This is part 7 of our series, Being Like Christ. And the first thing that comes to my heart is the conflict that is happening right now in Great Britain. We took a democratic vote only last week to decide whether we were to stay in Europe or whether we were to leave Europe. 52% voted that we should leave Europe and 48% voted that we should stay. And now the fighting begins. But the one thing I want to say on this issue is whether you are in the United Kingdom and you voted to leave or you voted to stay, God would say this to you: it's okay, my children, I've got this. We look at the Word of God, and the Lord says this to us today in the light of recent events. He says this to us today. He says this through Paul's word. He says, "And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ." Like putting on new clothes. All of us who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. And that is just a hint of how important it is when you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ to be baptized in water. So important. In recent events, with the country in an uproar and the government falling, all of those people in the nation that are running around, lost, they don't know what to do. They are consumed with anger. They're trying all sorts of different maneuvers to change the way the vote went. But my prayer was this. On the eve of that vote, I prayed this. I said, "Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that whatever way the vote goes, it is your perfect will, whatever way." And I believe now that that is the will of Almighty God, and that is why it's happened. But you see, we have 48% or so of the country who are in an uproar because they did not win this election. Their votes didn't seem to them to count. But in those myriad of people, there are those who have been baptized and are now wearing Christ like new clothes. Beloved, what has ever happened in your life, whatever is going on, wherever you happen to be in the world, and there are many conflicts around the world, and because of those conflicts, there is much fear. There is much trembling. Christians the world over are being persecuted, beloved. But just know this. When you wear Jesus in baptism, you wear Jesus as you put on new clothes. You know, I love buying new clothes. I love to buy a new shirt, a new pair of trousers, a new pair of jeans. And I love to wear them for the first time. I believe this picture is so vivid. This picture is so vivid because you are wearing Jesus Christ as new clothes, as though you were wearing those new clothes for the very first time. And so therefore, your relationship with Christ never ever goes stale. In verse 26, it says, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus." If you can declare right now that you are a child of God, if you can say, "Yes, David, that's me, I'm a child of God." If you can declare that now in Jesus' name, the Lord would say to you this: whatever is going on in your life, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever it is, I've got this. Whatever you need to sustain your life, I've got this. Whatever pain and suffering you are going through, maybe through the loss of a loved one, the Lord says to you, "I've got this." Whatever is happening, no matter how serious or no matter how insignificant, He says to you today, "Beloved, I've got this." I want you to think of a time when you are going through a particular difficulty and a friend or a loved one came to you and said, "Look, don't worry about this any longer. I'm going to handle this for you. There are things that I can do for you, and I will do it." That time when you were in need and your friend came to you and said, "Look, I can help here." Well, your Heavenly Father is saying these words to you today. He's saying, "Look to me. Keep your eyes on me, because I've got this." I love that picture. I love that picture so much. On Friday's broadcast, we were looking at the Holy Spirit changing our minds, renewing the way we think. Go with me real quick. We didn't look at this on Friday, but go with me real quick to Romans. And go to the second chapter. No, sorry, Romans, the 12th chapter. I do beg your pardon. Go to Romans, the 12th chapter. And go to verse 2. And it says this: "Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world. But let God, as in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, it said, but let the Holy Spirit," here Paul is saying, "but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." You see, the only way to know God's will is for you to renew your mind through God, allowing God to do it for you. And Paul says, "But let God transform you," watch this, "into a new person." And we've just seen in Galatians, where Paul is talking to the church in Galatia and saying to them, "You are a new person. You are a new creation. Therefore, if you have been baptized, put on Christ as you put on new clothes." So we wear these new clothes and we know that we are a new creation. And we know that because we have asked Him, God is transforming the way our minds think, so that we will know His perfect and pleasing will for our lives. You know, there are things in my life that have happened, and quite recently. Something I believe, because of certain circumstances, things I believe were of God, I thought perhaps they're not of God. Perhaps this isn't what God wants for my life. So I have said, Lord, take that away. I don't want to be confused or sidetracked by that. Lord, in Jesus' name, take that away, I pray. And all that happened was the feeling increased. The thought pattern towards that increased and increased and increased and increased. And now I'm convinced that that is God's will, and that is the route I will take in my life. Just one of the pathways. But I want to do God's perfect will. I want to be in tune with the Holy Spirit at all times, because if I am not, how can I bring you His word? How can I tell you what I believe the Lord is saying? But I know what He is saying to you right now. Whatever the circumstance of the life that you are living, whatever you are going through in your life, whatever sadness or happiness, whatever sorrow or deep joy, whatever it is you are going through, and you are turning your head towards Almighty God and you're saying, Lord, lead me, because I have no clue. And the Lord would look to you and say, my beloved child, I've got this. My beloved, precious child, I love you so much. I will not let you fall into any trap. Why? Because I've got this. If you have a post-it note, I would love you to post something on your kitchen, in your kitchen, on your fridge, wherever it is. I want you to whack it on the fridge, and I want you to say these words in bold. I've got this, says the Lord. That's it. Just write that somewhere very prominent for you. I've got this, says the Lord. And just know this. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Wear Christ as you wear new clothes, as He transforms the way you think. The Lord says to you, I've got this.